Fashion lovelies, welcome to The Color of Fashion, a podcast where I discuss unique fashion perspectives. My name, Michelle Washington, and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a fashion industry professional to dig deep into the complex issues. Thank you for joining me. As you know, when you hear my voice, it's time to talk fashion, baby, fashion. And I'm standing on the corner of I Woke Up Like This and Flex Girl Flex. Since I'm international, well, an international podcast now, I'd like to say hello, hola, bonjour, konnichiwa, guten tag, and ni hao, fam. Let's get into it. Now, on our first trip to Wakanda, the Black Panther costume designer Ruth E. Carter merged African history with Afrofuturism. Now, Ruth added her own special touch to the original Black Panther suit with a shiny, raised, triangular surface pattern. The triangles are said to be the sacred geometry of Africa. It's very intentional that Carter's costumes needed to evoke Marvel's fictional African country, Wakanda. And that had to be seen. That was very important to get the entire feeling because Wakanda had never been colonized. And, well, one that looked toward the future and also the feeling of Wakanda to be based in the past, the future in the past. Harmoniously. So Carter found inspiration from African arts, crafts, and indigenous tribal wear from all over Africa, such as the Zulu tribe, the Maasai of Kenya, the Nabili of South Africa, and many others. Just a beautiful ode to the African culture. Now, with a new Black Panther movie, that means new threads. So you can only imagine the elevated technological upgrades to the Black Panther combat suit, especially in Wakanda Forever. Although the design team has been rather, let's just say, tight-lipped about the upgrades, Carter did reveal that the new Panther suit was duly inspired by, catch this, ballerinas. Maybe she's giving away a little bit of something right there, and really described the outfit as petite and strong. So, inspired by ballerinas, petite and strong. I did just drop a couple of gems right there. Now, Ruth Carter has been known to say that this is an inspirational film, but all of her work is inspirational. She has said that new technology, more modern, Afro future images, lots of Black diaspora and African diaspora. Now, Carter said it's a celebration of life. So, the costumes for the entire cast have been under a bit of lock and key. Sorry, no spoilers. But not to worry, we'll talk about the movie premiere red carpet fashion instead, okay? Now, the Queen of Wakanda, Angela Bassett, took over the carpet in a strapless royal purple dress with tiered accordion pleats from Moschino, a slit in the skirt which showed the sparkly shoes, platform pink heels, and beautiful, beautiful spiral earrings. Ugh, sparkly pink platforms. Love it already. Now, Michaela Cole, who is making her MCU debut in Wakanda Forever, wore a head-to-toe custom Ferragamo. Oh, she brought it. The very beautiful, rich gray-brown tone of her dress was a strapless column dress, provided the perfect shape, the perfect base for that geometric neckline and a matching draped hood that brought the look together in almost, I'd like to say, to the next level, especially when she completed the look with sheer black gloves and a unique egg-shaped bag. Another one of my red carpet favorites. Well, Letitia Wright, she showed up and showed out in an Alexander McQueen Spring 2023. Miss Wright was serving up a masterclass in suiting. The black suit was chic, very chic in the front, and we're talking silk peau de soie lapels in a single covered button. Now, the back was a beautifully sculpted cutout. Woo, just elegant and tailored. The real showstopper of this outfit was the part where it was an added jeweled harness-like vest. Now, it showed the embellishments on the front, but when she turned to the back, it was a playful wow factor. Gorgeous. Now, Michael B. Jordan, our favorite Killmonger, showed up in mustard yellow Louis Vuitton suit, very chic, very dapper. Now, remember that Ruth Carter also mentions that the costume designs are not just about upgrading the perspective and concept of Afrofuturism, but it's also about honoring the legacy of King T'Challa and Chadwick Boseman. Carter explains how the color white was meaningful to achieve that purpose. Well, at the red carpet premiere, Ryan Coogler and his wife Zinzi Evans looked ethereal in all white ensembles. The necklace Ryan Coogler wore is a photo of Chadwick Boseman. Today's interesting fact, Black Panther's character was created in the 1960s by writer Stan Lee and artist Jack Kirby for Marvel Comics. Black Panther first appeared in July 1966 in Fantastic Four number 52. He was the first black superhero in the Marvel Universe. With King T'Challa possessing a PhD in physics from Oxford and a photographic memory, not to mention the Black Panther's superhuman strength from the heart-shaped herb that each king of Wakanda must consume. In, well, a nearly indestructible, technically advanced vibranium suit. Stan Lee's storyline vision for Wakanda was an uncolonized utopian African society. Don't believe me? Look it up. Mother has spoken. As always, I'm here to bring you all of the ooh, all of the and all of the things. Yes, all of the things. Thank you for tuning in. Want more style gems? Visit my website, www.stylistmichellewashington.com. And also, register for my monthly online masterclass, Owning Your Style. Like this podcast? Please subscribe and share. Until next time, a smile is always in style. Keep it fashionable.